του κύκλου «Τα γυρίσματα». Ένας κύκλος με πολλούς μικρούς κύκλους για ποικίλα μουσικά θέματα. Του κύκλου «Τα γυρίσματα». Μια εκπομπή του Γιάννη Σταθιάδη.
Γεια σας αγαπητοί φίλοι. Όπως ανήγγειλα στην περασμένη εκπομπή, οι τελευταίες τρεις εκπομπές του κύκλου μας «Μουσικές διασκευές» θα είναι αφιερωμένες σε κομικές μουσικές διασκευές ή ακόμα και παροδίες, ώστε να κλείσουμε τον κύκλο εφρόσινα με γέλιο. Θα αρχίσουμε λοιπόν με έναν άνθρωπο που έχει αποκληθεί ίσως ο μεγαλύτερος μουσικός κωμωδός που έγινε ποτέ. Ο λόγος για τον Δανό-Αμερικανό Βίκτορ Μπόργκε 1909-2000, ο οποίος ήταν εξαιρετικά δημοφιλής σε Αμερική και Ευρώπη και εκτός από σπουδαίος κωμικός, ήταν όπως θα ακούσουμε και καλός πιανίστας. Θα ξεκινήσουμε λοιπόν με μια όπερα του Μότσαρτ, ή μάλλον όπως θα έγραφε αυτή την όπερα ο Μότσαρτ.
I would like to take you to the opera where you are going to hear a Mozart opera, which is nothing but an opera written by Mozart. This is an opera in one act, and it begins when the curtain rises. Otherwise, you couldn't see a thing. The stage setting is a kind of a forest. There are two large trees, which, of course, indicates the forest. It's a kind of a small forest, but it's a forest. First, the tenor comes in. He is supposed to meet his soprano, as they usually call those ladies. But she's a little late this particular season, so he hides himself behind one of the trees in order to surprise her when she comes in a little later, which she does. So when she arrives, she can't find him because he is occupied behind one of the trees. Now, he's with a knife carving her name into the scenery. Now, she doesn't know that he is there, but, well, as a matter of fact, she must know it because she saw it during rehearsals. Either she pretends that she doesn't know it, or she's just plain stupid. Now, whatever it is, she gets across the stage somehow and takes place behind the other tree, which, for the occasion, hides her to a certain extent. Now, the chorus comes in, but nobody knows why, except Mozart, and he is dead. And that's just too bad. Next, your father comes in, and he is a very old man, primarily because she is a very old soprano. And he is very angry because apparently she is not his daughter. Now, this has nothing to do with the opera. I found that out myself. And that's what we call research. Anyway, he decides that he has had enough of her, so he tells her to die, and that's exactly what she's going to do. And with that, the opera ends, and people can go home. Now I take you to the opera house, where you hear the conductor's footsteps when he enters the orchestra pit. Here he comes. Yeah, he walks sideways. And this is the overture. This, ladies and gentlemen, was the first part of the overture. Now you hear the second part, and that's exactly the same. Now this little blip is an extra blip we have in case we shoot one short of blips. But that has never happened, so we have a lot of blips left over. Now the curtain rises and the tenor arrives. And he's a little tall fellow. He comes in. He comes in from the left in a single file. He goes behind the tree right away. Now the leading lady arrives. She is supposed to fill the part of the soprano. Now she not only fills it, she overflows it a little bit. She's a big she's a big soprano, that's what she is. She's what we call a messy soprano. She comes in a single pile. She also arrives backwards, but nobody notices the difference. She goes behind the other tree. She can hardly wait because... see, she supposedly hasn't met him for a long time, so she's anxious. Now is the time for the chorus. The light is dimmed, so you can hardly see these people when they arrive, and that's why they're dressed in a kind of cheap underwear. Because there is no reason to spend a lot of money for costumes when you can't see them. Right? And that's the way the management of this theater feels about it, and that's the way it's gonna be. Here they come. Bread and butter. Now they're all in, and they fool around in the dark for a little while. This is a mixed chorus. Bread and butter. Now they're out, they get their money and go home. Next, a baritone comes in and sings, Toreador, Toreador. But he finds out that he's in the wrong opera. Now, the father comes in, the old man, and he is the basso. Get. Well, anyway, he has almost now told her what he had to say, and she understands him quite well. So now she prepares herself to die, but before she dies, she sings an aria, the so-called die aria. Almost I die. She seems very happy about it. dies by stabbing herself between the two big trees.
Τώρα η συμφωνία που δεν ξεκινά δεν έχει έναρξη κατά το πρότυπο του Σούμπερτ, αφού η ημιτελής δεν έχει τέλος. Προηγούνται όμως άλλα κομμάτια, κυρίως του Σοπέν.
I would like to play the Minuet in G by Beethoven. G, G. Gee, I would much rather play the Minute Waltz by Chopin, because that was the number I played at my first concert when I was 11 years old. And approximately a year later, I was 12. Now, when I had played that number, the audience got up and screamed, "Bravo, bravo, bravo," because Bravo was a much better pianist than I was. I would like to play the Minute Waltz by Chopin. By the way, that happened to be the first number I ever learned to play while my sister taught me the piano. She was my first teacher, and she taught me the Minute Waltz by Chopin as the first number I learned to play while she, as my teacher, taught me the Minute Waltz by Chopin as the piano. She is a brilliant pianist, by the way, and she has played all over the world, and piano, of course, and I'm sure you must have heard her name sooner or later. Her name is... It is... This is ridiculous. She's my only sister. Just a second. I've spoken to her so often. Well, it doesn't make any difference. I recognize her when I see her. The Minute Waltz by Chopin. It won't take long. That's all. She's only my half-sister. I would like to play Chopin's Polonaise, if I could. And I can, but I won't. Why should I play Chopin's Polonaise? Would Chopin play my Polonaise? Maybe you will be interested in hearing one of my own compositions. This is a sonata for four hands, and it was supposed to be played at a very special occasion many years ago. But unfortunately, it was never played because we couldn't find anybody with four hands. So I should play for you a symphony I wrote. You know, Schubert had such a success with his unfinished symphony, so I wanted to write an unfinished symphony also. But I figured if I wrote an unfinished symphony, people would say I had stolen it from Schubert, and that wouldn't be fair. So I have written an unstarted symphony. And maybe you're in the mood to hear it, so I shall play it for you. The Unstarted Symphony by Chubaba Borger. Here it is.
Όπως ακούσαμε ή μάλλον δεν ακούσαμε, δεν υπάρχει συμφωνία. Υπάρχει όμως ο Μπιζέ και βέβαια ο Μπόρκε δεν θα άφηνε ποτέ εκτός την Κάρμεν.
The music to Carmen was written by Bizet, but Bizet wrote the music a little faster than the author wrote the words. And that's the reason why some plays in the opera we are short of words and Carmen has to sing. No words. The opera starts when the curtain goes up, but it comes right down again because I forgot the overture. That's enough of that. The curtain goes up again and we see the cigarette factory. The 5 o'clock whistle blows. I'm sorry, that was the 4 o'clock whistle. That was the 5 o'clock whistle. And Carmen leaves the factory and we hear another whistle. And that was from Don Jose, the captain of the guard. Carmen sees him and sings the famous habanera, which means love is a bird. She offers him her love and he gives her the bird. After she has been singing a couple of minutes, they put her in jail. But in jail, she starts to sing again, so they let her out. Now she says goodbye to Don Jose, and he says goodbye to her, and they both walk out together. The stage is empty and nothing happens until 10 minutes later when Don Jose comes back to tell the audience that he and Carmen left 10 minutes ago. Very important. And that's the end of the first act. Then comes the second act. But that isn't very important. So when the second act is over, the audience rushes back into the opera house because they don't want to miss the intermission.
The third act is very important because we see through a window that Carmen is about to go to bed. But before she starts to undress, she pulls the shade down, and that spoils that act. Now, later in that act, Don Jose's fiancée, Micaela, has heard that he has been fooling around with Carmen. So now Don Jose has to explain to her that he wasn't fooling. Micaela comes on the stage with a very important letter from Don Jose's mother, Mrs. Jose. Micaela has been walking all the way across Spain with this letter. Of course, Bizet could have avoided the whole scene if he had put a stamp on it. Then Don Jose takes the letter, but he can't read this letter from his mother because it is too dark on the stage. So he asks the girl to read it, but she can't read it either. Not because it is too dark, but because his mother can't write. So after they find out what his mother didn't write, he promises to be a good boy and change entirely while the violas play this. Now he leaves the stage and goes to his dressing room to change entirely. End of Act 3. Between the third and the fourth act, there are about 4 years. So about 4 years later, the curtain goes up again. We are now at the bullfight. This is marvelous. Into the arena comes the matador, the toreador, the picador through the revolving door. Now another fellow comes into the bull ring and sings, Figaro, 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 Figaro. But he finds out that he's in the wrong opera, so he gets out again and the curtain falls. But not hard enough.
Ακολουθεί τώρα το όνειρο αγάπης του Λίστ.
During this week I've had quite a few requests to play certain numbers. Now, the number for which I have had most requests is Liebestraum by Liszt. Now, hold it, hold it. Don't be too happy about it. I hate that number. And stand it. I'm going to play it with both hands because that way I might get through with it a little faster. I've played this number since I was a little boy. My father would stand behind me while I practiced, you know, with a newspaper, hitting me on the head every time I flopped the cadenzas. Sunday issue yet. Liebestraum, and I can't wait till it's over.
Sparkman.
hungry. Last time I ate was last night. Turkey. Cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce. You think I don't care much for turkey either, but I hate it, but I ate it. Then I had a cup of questionable coffee. Sour cream. $0.65. And tips extra. That's it.
Και τώρα ο Βίκτορ Μπόργκε σε ένα μάθημα μουσικής σύνθεσης.
During my career, I have received numerous letters from people who have asked me to play or at least look over some of their compositions. Among which I have found some rather good ones and some, well, some even worse. I gather that many people are convinced that a great composer is hidden in their heart, their soul, or their liver, or somewhere, even though their hiding place seems to be quite remote from the rest of their body. In the following, I will show these good people how simple it really is to compose a potentially popular tune in one difficult lesson. In front of me, I have a big pile of music by the old masters. And I can assure you, it will not take long to find what we need. First, we have Tchaikovsky. No, they'll never be popular. Next, Schubert. I don't think we will ever get that ready. He couldn't even finish it himself. Next. Oh, that's a good one. That's Franz Schlitz. Franz. No good. Too hard to spell. Next. Here's another Schubert. Oh, that's a beautiful one. This is old enough and nobody will recognize it. We'll take a little from here, a little from there, a little from here. No, that was too much. Well, now we need one more. Let's see, Chopin. No good, too gay. Next, Shostakovich. Just a moment. What? I think we better wait till he gets sober. Now, here, Johann Sebastian Strauss. Pardon me, it doesn't sound right. Well, that's what it says. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I have the music upside down. That's it. It sounds better. That's fine. We'll take a little here, a little there, a little here, and a little there. Now, this is all we need. I will now put it together and make a waltz out of it. We have the Serenade by Schubert and the Blue Danube by Strauss. And we will call it Whatever You Wish by Strubert. And you will hear it if you turn this record and play the other side, 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 the other side. Oh, no. We are not stuck. I'm just trying to get in the right groove. Thank you.
ο Βίκτορ Μπόργκε θα μας αποχαιρετήσει παίζοντας διάφορα κομμάτια από Γιώχαν Στράους και Σοπέν έως το θέμα από τον Τρίτο Άνθρωπο.
T for two, that I can't remember. How does that go? Somebody please whistle it or hum it for me. Is that the one? Yeah, once more, please. Oh. May I ask you to do me a great favor? Will you please hum it with me? I'd like to play it through once. Well, what's the matter? Don't you know it? Well, if you don't know it, there's no reason why I should know it. All right. That takes care of that one. Yeah. Now we only have not much left here. I know. Thank you. right here. I have the music and everything. No fooling around anymore. I could play it without the music here, but why should I use my memory when I have the music written down? That's what it says. Short piano.
Και τώρα μια μεγάλη γυναίκα της κωμωδίας και του τραγουδιού. Η Αγγλοκαναδή Άννα Ράσελ, 1911-2006. Θα την ακούσουμε πρώτα σε μια άρια κολορατούρας από φανταστική όπερα.
It is Canto dolciamente Pippo out of the opera La cantatrice squelante by Michelangelo Occhipinti. Io devo cantare un'aria molto difficile con le cadenze e passaggi complicate. Passaggi come questi. Wow. Per queste ci vuole molto lavoro. Io devo cantare alto. Ed io devo anche basso. E quest'aria è ridicolosa. Pippo, Pippo, dolciamente, Pippo, Pippo, come un agello, Pippo, Pippo, come un fiscotto. Per vacco non amo cantare quest'aria difficile e stupide. no, non canto più. La corretura will drive me nuts. Mi fa ridere. Io prefero mangiare di scallopine e pizza. Come mi piace di mangiare, mi sento molto meglio dopo a questa. Mi piace di mangiare, sì, 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 sì. Ma mi non mi piace di cantare, no, 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 no. Di più le cadi secca in aria, there are lots of nice soprano, sing it better for the pura, non canto più, lots of soprano, sing better for the bird and me, my pew, pew, pew. Cadenza. That is a beautiful aria, isn't it? It's the ambition of every coloratura soprano to sing this role, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because practically the only people who really appreciate coloratura singing properly are coloratura sopranos. For the general public to listen to it is a terrible strain on the nerves, and therefore there isn't a great deal of market for it. In fact, many coloratura sopranos find that in order to make a living, they have to go to the absolute other end of the scale, as it were, and sing in this manner.
I gave you my heart, and you made me miserable. So miserable, you made me miserable and blue. And now apart, I haven't been miserable. I'm feeling so happy, so happy without you. But who wants this happiness? I'd rather have you instead. With all the hurts you gave me, those horrible things you said, oh, I was so happy when you made me miserable. Come back and make me miserable again.
Μετά την κολορατούρα, η Άννα Ράσελ θα περιγράψει και θα υποδηθεί την δραματική σοπράνο.
The next is for the dramatic soprano. I am going to make an entrance for this number because it's a good idea to use shock tactics. What I mean by that is it's very effective to come in and stun your audience right away with a very loud bellow. You know, it has been established in science that a sufficiently loud noise can actually kill a bowl of goldfish. Did you know that? That's right.
Ich bin boot.
Μετά την όπερα, η Άννα Ράσελ θα τραγουδήσει ένα φολκλωρικό ρωσικό τραγούδι. Ο χιουμοριστικός τίτλος «Da Nyet, Da Nyet», δηλαδή «Ναι όχι, ναι όχι».
Oh, I had the most interesting time this summer. I even got a chance to snoop around behind the Iron Curtain. And I brought back a very interesting Russian folk song called «Da Nyet, Da Nyet», which means «Yes, no, yes, no».
Снежня Каренский Горочня Выпивуйте Вяжнижней Ашчет Дояш Кошка Сергей Рахманин Бегли справа Шеват Вишинский нет. Снижне больше граждане, ночь не спрашивает. Я и что спрашивает? Ичка скрачка, ичка лос малачка. Господина правда белым пускавар.
Quiet!
The Russians are a very serious people.
Τώρα η Άννα Ράσελ θα μας οδηγήσει και εκείνη στο Μότσαρτ και μάλιστα στον Μαγικό Αυλό. Ακούμε χαρακτηριστικά αποσπάσματα μαζί με την ξεκαρδιστική αφήγησή της.
In the nick of time, Papageno sticks its head around the door. He and Monostatus see one another, and they're both so weird they terrify each other to death. And they go, he is the devil, certainly. He is the devil, certainly. Have mercy,
have mercy.
He's come for me,
he's come for me.
And then they go, who, who, who? And make terrible faces at each other. And they rush out in opposite directions, simply scared stiff. Got pretty good in a short time. Probably had a natural embouchure. Well, then he hears Papageno tootling in the distance and rushes off to find him, just as Pamina and Papageno appear around the opposite corner. And they run into Monostatus, who calls up some slaves to chain them up. But Papageno rings his magic chimes. Well, Act Two is outside the temple again, and Sarastro tells the assembled company that Tamino is worthy to become an initiate, after which, if he survives these ordeals, the gods have decreed he shall wed Pamina. He tells them he had to take her away from her mother, who's a power-mad old witch, a rampant women's libber, who's trying to poach on his preserves. In fact, she's a regular Germaine Greer. However, she managed to produce a gorgeous creature like Pamina, he says, heaven only knows. Then he sings, O Isis and Osiris. Now, this is a sort of prayer saying that he hopes that they will survive the ordeals, but if they don't and wind up dead in the process, he hopes they'll go to heaven. It's a very noble aria.
Oh, Isis and oh,
Cyrus, hear us, for these that seek your light we pray. In all the perils grant them patience and lead them safe in wisdom's way. And lead them safe.
If you don't, she says, I'll disown you, and she does a very, very disagreeable aria. It would sound much more disagreeable if I could sing it in the right octave, but never mind. I'll have revenge, no longer can I bear it. Hell, have no torture. But then she works herself up into an absolutely ear-splitting tantrum. When that's sung, it's a real lulu. But then off she goes. Well, poor Pamina, she doesn't want to kill Sarastro, but then there's poor mother who brought her up all alone, slaving over a hot stove. Oh, Pamina, she's a very nice girl.
Ο Μότσαρτ όμως θα μας συνοδεύσει και στην έξοδο. Όχι με την Άννα Ράσελ, ούτε με τον Βίκτορ Μπόργκε, αλλά με έναν μεγάλο ηθοποιό, τον Πίτερ Ουστίνοφ.
Questino mi è niente frata, è un dovenzo pasticcio e il bordino prendo prende. O liono per io frappa la porta, che ci pare adoro, e la comendatore non si viato niente, niente. Oh, addio sovaritore, oh Dio mio, silenzio amore. Noi sparite in questo, e rimenda via. Ira mo spirita, a Maserati al faro mio. Bene, 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 la gente c'è. Roma, Napoli, Milano, Torino, gente la vita, la vita, la vita, ira Montesina.
La porta è chiusa.
Oddio!
Tuo padre è qui.
Mussolini Graziani qui.
O bella cannibale, o buono festival, o gioia cattedrale,
o benito, 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 benito,
viva, 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 viva.
Il
liebe Hörer, Sie hörten soeben, ausgeführt von Kapellmeister Ustinov und dem Nord-Süd-Bundesfunkorchester, eine Erstaufführung von Die Zauberposaune, Oper in ein Akt von Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Η πρώτη κομική εκπομπή μας που διασκευάζει αλλά και διασκεδάζει έφτασε στο τέλος. Γεια σας.
Του κύκλου τα γυρίσματα. Ένας κύκλος με πολλούς μικρούς κύκλους για ποικίλα μουσικά θέματα. Του κύκλου τα γυρίσματα. Μια εκπομπή του Γιάννη Σταθιάδη.